lived here, but he opened a business here.
No, he didn't.
No.
Oh, yes, he did. Okay, my father, when he was younger and made money, and we lived in Beverly Hills.
Okay.
We went from Los Angeles to, or where it was called, Beverly Wood to Beverly Hills. And I think I was 8 years old when we moved there. And my father had a business in Los Angeles. It was a grocery store. It had a liquor store. It had fine foods. And at Christmas time, they made these incredible baskets, which you see today. Mm-hmm. And he did a lot of business with the studios. So that's how he started that part of his business. And my dad used to come up here with my mother and gamble because everybody thought it was so cool. You know, that's what they did. Mm-hmm. She'd get all dressed up and they'd get on an airplane and they'd come up here. And I think my sister and I came here the first time when I was 7 and she was 5. I remember them being in the Golden Nugget downtown, and we couldn't go in while they gambled or something. And I remember there was somebody that was watching us. And then we went on a driving trip through, you know, the Western United States. But that was the first time I was here, and then I came here often after that. And my father met a lot of people at the Flamingo. And he had some cash, and he decided he was going to build a motel. And they talked him into building a linen company because they didn't like this Ollie, I'm trying to think of his last name, the people that at American Linen. They were the only linen suppliers in town. And I guess they were just, you know, killing everybody, and they didn't like him. And so they asked him, would you consider investing in a linen supply company? And in 1952, my father, with three other gentlemen, had a partnership. One was in the linen business in California. One was from Omaha, Nebraska. And one was also in the linen business, and I'm not sure where he was from. And the one from Omaha wouldn't fly. So every time he would come here, he would have to take a train. And the one from Omaha also had some kind of gambling out of Omaha on a lake.
What brought you to Las Vegas? Tell me how that trajectory happens.
I had just married Larry DeBuff, and Larry's father had a lot of property here. We thought it was right behind the Desert Inn. It actually was to Nellis. It was up Nellis Boulevard and the Boulder Highway, but he did have a lot of property here. And my dad had my father had to buy the linen company from his partner, because in those days you couldn't have competing businesses, and it was American Linen, and Community Linen bought American Linen. Or American Linen bought Community Linen. Mm-hmm. So he was then, in other words, he would have been running both companies, owners in both companies, and he couldn't do that because the law in those days, they wouldn't allow it. And so my father bought him out, and now he's got himself this big linen company, and you know, he had somebody working for him, and all of a sudden the numbers didn't make sense. So I don't know how it came about, but my husband was in the agency business, and you know, television agency, mm-hmm. handling actors and actresses and writers and things like that. And somehow or another, we were going to come here for 5 years, and he was going to help in the linen supply company and check about developing his father's land. And I really played with it, whether we should, and I never forget asking a doctor, and he said to me, Lovey, you're so young. I was so young I couldn't vote.
Oh, wow.
That's right. And he said, what's 5 years? It's nothing. And here I am. I'm still here.
So the year you came was 1963.
Mm-hmm.
What was the city like to you? What do you remember about it?
I remember a culture shock. I can relate it to shopping and grocery stores and the department stores, and people would say extry instead of extra. I mean, I can't tell you how I felt when I moved here. And
where did you live at first? What neighborhood?
When we first moved here, we moved into an apartment called Fleur-de-Lis on Maryland Parkway, right near where the Boulevard Mall is, on the other side of the street, though. We were only there a very short time because somebody lived above us and she worked late, late at night. And I mean, it was unbelievable. She was always, you know, they'd come home and she'd bring people in with her. It was just an apartment. And then we moved to the Palms Apartments, which were on Sahara between Maryland and Paradise. There's a big apartment complex there. And then in 1964, I guess, we bought a home on Rosemary Lane.